that we have declared.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today is a day that we have declared that our God is still available. I say to you, God bless you. May God be graceful unto you. May the peace of God rule our hearts, and may we continue to thank God for everything he has done for us. Well, tonight is a good night that we're going to have. I thank God once again for the time that we have on the radio station. But there are some things that we need to just talk about and let God move for us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything that you have done for us. And Father, we realize that all that we have done is because you have extended your hand to us. We cry out to you, the great one, the mighty one, the powerful one, and you know who you are. We love you for what you are, because you have created everything that we have. Without you, nothing more. You said in your word, you said, I know the thoughts that you have toward us, and your thoughts are good and not evil, that we might have a good, successful moment. But we pray to you, and we call on you, and we ask you today in America, in the seven continents, that your word become alive and powerful. Somebody will hear what is being said. Somebody will cry out, have mercy. Father, we've heard many crying. There are many problems, many issues while we stand here in this world. I pray that you have mercy upon us. Continue to let your word palpitate our hearts. Somebody's listening, Father. Far and near. Somebody desires a closer walk with you. Somebody believes to come humble to you. Somebody's crying out. And I thank you, Father, once again, for everything you're doing for us. America stands in need of much prayer. And I stand in the stead, and I ask that they will all, including myself, will repent. Many things have happened, Father, the night before you. Will you forgive us, state by state, governor by governor? Mayor by mayor, that all 50 states repent. Let us come before you, lifting our hands and say, have mercy upon us, Father, bowing our heads. Somewhere in your word is still safe. You're coming soon. Father, prepare us to get right so that those who are coming, Father, can be ready. Thank you for everything you have done. I ask you this day, I ask you, Father, would you hide us in your word? Your word is more powerful. Your word is dynamite. It's your word, Father. We need it. And I thank you for it. Shield us with your love. Shield us with your kindness. Our hearts cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I pray for my pastor. Pray that you will bless her and keep her. Pray for the congregation. I pray, Father, for Emmanuel School of the Bible, that it will rise up, Father, and be a great shining star. When last seen, they said they were graduating in because they love the Lord. Have mercy upon the board of directors and keep us. Get us to know, Father, and look upon our city, Houston. I declare and decree that the revival has started already with me. Within me, there is much to be done. Within me, you're the only true God. Have mercy upon the Father. For you, I cannot make it, but through you, all things are possible. Father, Today is a day that we cry to you because we need you, we love you, we want you. I pray honestly, Father, from the bottom of my heart, that you would have mercy upon the little child that's crying out. Some child that doesn't have a father or mother. Let the angels move somebody close to them. Each state in the United States, outside the United States, call them to reconcile, Father, and come unto you. Let the blood of Jesus flow over us, Father. So when your wrath falls, we will be under your protection. Psalm 91 said, he that dwells under the wings of the Almighty, we are protected by you. And we thank you, Father. We love you. Today is another day we say hallelujah because you are the only true God. And I give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a person online. Hello? Are you there? Well, okay, I have a few things I want to talk about to the people that are listening. And I'm going to do this here right quick. Hey, you know, let's just do what God said do it. There are many people in America that don't go to church. They need a church. But is the church ready to receive the people? That's the question. Here's the church. The question is, yes, Ecclesiastes, God's church through Jesus Christ is ready to receive the people who can come to Jesus Christ and acknowledge that they have sinned, they have done wrong, and they ask for forgiveness. And I know that he will forgive. In addition to that, we take notice, if we just stop and hear the call, if we just be silent for just a moment, we can hear the voice of the next generation crying out. The question I raise is, what are we doing for them? What are we doing to educate them with the honest understanding of God? God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Now, just because a person know how to pray, how to read, how to quote, but if they don't have God at their heart, that their heart is pressing on God, God, my heart is alive for you. We got to reach the unreached and tell the untold. I've been asking for a person from every state in the United States. Would you become with me a prayer band across America? I want to get us hooked up at a certain time in America. They got all kinds of devices where we can reach. They got Journey, Tango, Prayer Line, all of this. Or we can all come on the same line and pray. Each state, every day, if you are from one state that we put, you are the one who's in prayer. We must be there to pray with you so that we can unify. We can unify together. Our country needs us. We need our country. If you have never been outside of America, you don't know how good America is. I've been outside of America. The treatment you see overseas is not the treatment you see in America. The freedom. I know it's like it's mopped up, slopped up, but freedom is there. With all of our disagreements, all of the hate, all of the dislike, et cetera, et cetera. But if we who are, who we say we are, can truly call on the living God. If anybody, I got one state, I stand for one state, Texas. Is there anybody in Louisiana? All the way till we get it all. Why? The now has come. is getting close to the second coming. Even the sinners are saying, it's about a change. Yes, it's about a change. God is making change. He's changing his way through his spirit of resurrection. He's letting us know we need to get right, get ready, because he's coming. Then, you know, some of us say that we know more. Some of us say we don't know much. But I want to tell you, the smartest man, the smartest man is a man that listens to what is being told, writes it down. It's like an animal when they're chewing their food. We need to digest the word of God, because there is nothing in this world can save us. May I say this to you, listeners? KASK radio station is 347-850-8955. I'm speaking to you with love and a challenge, not because of the radio station, but because I want you to know Jesus. Let's stop it right quick. Let's come to your home. Let me come to your home. My house, boy. Let's start in my house. I always like to pick on me. Have we said somebody knocked at the door? Who is that at the door? Can't anybody come in your house unless you open the door? Ah, God cannot come in. He's knocking at the door. But if you don't open the door for him, he won't come in. I use that on the parallel. You can see the spiritual attitude and the physical. Well, okay, what do you want, John Henry? Well, I need to know if you'd help me with my tie is blown up out here in front of your house. You think you can help me? Well, it's that night. Well, let me see. The right thing I should go there. No, don't go out there. He might hurt you. Well, the man needs to be in charge. Go out and say, wait a minute. Dear sister, brother, I have called AAA, and they are here to help you. That's the best I can do. But I will stand who I am to help you protect what you have. And that's all God is saying. He wants us to reach out and help somebody. The AAA is the angels of God on assignment, and God wants to move them. Well, okay. Here's another spiritual scenario. Husband and wife need to pray together. Oh, I was reading the Bible. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the 3rd verse. It says this, as I may pinpoint it. Not verbatim, but it says, the man is Jesus Christ in charge of the man, and is the head of the man. The man is the head of the woman. And God is in charge of Jesus Christ, man, down the line. So then, why can't we get our mates, male, female, to come together and know the positions that we have? The wife may be smarter than you from another standpoint, or you might be smarter than her from another standpoint, but who gravitates to humility? The man who's in charge, because God is coming back. He's not going to ask that woman nothing. He's going to ask the man, because if you're united, the woman must also be in a subjection to the man. The man must be of subjection to Jesus Christ. Don't listen to your friends tell you not how to treat your man. Don't listen to the whole hip-hops run and say with you. You don't need him, girl. All they're doing, brother man, you don't need her. All they're doing is trying to twist the truth. Love is like an arrow. When it's boom, it splits everything that the purity of God can go in. And I say to us as husband and wife, and then we leave from there, from the home, let's go inside. I'm going to talk to about the husband and wife very soon. Do you pray much, husband? Do you ask your wife to pray? Wife, do you ask her to pray? Well, let's put a put X down. No, okay, no check mark. We're going to go down to the next question. Wife, husband. Husband, wife. Do you take God at his W-O-R-D? Do you take God at his word? Do you fellowship at the same church together? Do you go to the same church? I don't like that church today. They ain't teaching me nothing. You know what? Maybe you ain't learning nothing either. Maybe you don't want to learn nothing, man. See, if a man is supposed to be in lead, he's supposed to have the real tools. A woman knows. But women, now, help me, Lord Jesus. Some men don't want to go to church. Some women want to go to church. And you know why they go to church? Because they're talking about the pastor. Let me tell you something. Maybe I can help some men. Don't worry about the pastor. Pastor can hog and a pig a pig. As long as he put a scripture that you can read and pray over it and let God be in charge of you, you can go where God would have you to go. God has some pastors that got some pastors that their hearts ain't right. Got some that their hearts are right. Got some deacons. Got some in the fivefold. Hearts are not right. Why their hearts not right? Because they don't love. Love is a mandate. It is a calling card. It's what moved God in. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son. I've talked to many people in Houston. We got 4.2 million people in the Harris County, including the Houston suburbia. We got every preacher in this city. Now, I'm coming home now. Been at home. Listen to what I got to say. Hypocrites, rats, roaches, snakes, attitudes. Seems like you're putting the people down. No, I know the people that love God. Understand what I'm saying? If we can start studying God's word and applying it to our lives, somebody can see us and walk. Why is they walking that way? Because they're walking circumspectively to God's word. When God's word say what it says, we got more apostles, more prophets, more of the fivefold. They do what they think they want to do. And I will say this to you. I'll hear a lot of people say something. Don't mean I got to agree with them, because my spiritual man must, if I'm under the leadership of somebody, they got to know it's what I know and no more. I got to know God is speaking in them and through them. Oh. See, I know a person right now is going to a church because she desires that her husband come. When he comes in, one day they will make a decision where they're going to stay. They might come there and stay for a while, but when the man says, okay, I've heard this. See, you got the different types of preachers. You got the went, the gone, and the sent. But you ain't got none too much that's called by the living God. That's why when we read the Bible, the Apostle Paul says, and he qualifies and identifies his position. There are many people in this world we live in that will not qualify. People say, well, who are you? I'm just Willie Hunter. Just call me Willie Hunter. See, I know who I am. I know how to be lifted up. I know how to be put down. I know how to be talked about. But that doesn't move me. Don't bother me. I'm kind of like a man that look at a person and say, well, got that young man down there in Washington. Spoke to him, said, what? Said, man, why are you looking at me? See, the enemy always got a statement he wants to make. And the enemy don't care a thing about me or you. Now, let me say this. See, the enemy doesn't want the sinners because they're there. They're blind. Truth spoken. But you know who they want? They want those who are walking toward God. And that's why God said, keep your eyes on the glory, on the host in glory. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. When you're looking up, you don't care what there is. He's going to come there. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. But Satan's objective is to get the Christian to leave the faith. Paul says to the church, he says to Timothy, he says, Timothy, in these last days you now live in, here's the signs that are happening. And you know what in America? The signs are happening. Here is supposed to be the head man in the Catholicism. Well, I love homosexuals and gays. Yeah, sometimes to get them to see what God has said, because the Bible says it. If they're still in the dung heap, they ain't seeing God. That goes for a man who's committing adultery, a man who's lying, a man who's lusting, a man who's stealing, a man who's robbing, a man who has idle thoughts, who have debauched thoughts. You got some men that could be with animals. Let me tell you something. God has no place. And it's getting so now as we move. And the sun, the enemy, is saying his time is on about to approach to a lot of people. And you know what? The enemy is approaching what? When I go in Thessalonica and read chapter 2 Thessalonica, verses chapter 2, you go in and start read that scripture while Paul is writing to them. So you Thessalonica, listen, I spoke to you once before about this. And I'm telling you right now, the enemy's here already. He's working in our midst right now. Don't you know the holiest of holy building is where the enemy comes in with his attitude. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a woman chaser, womanizer. He loves men. And he moves and shakes them around. And all I'm trying to tell my beloved brothers and sisters, look, let's stay together. We're on a ship going somewhere. I say this to you because when you start having, so I make myself, I always put myself up so God can use me to the best of my ability. If you're not from Texas, and you're from Texas, can you take my email number, WillieJHunter@yahoo.com? WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. Let me know you want to be a part of the revolution of prayer. We need to pray for our president, our elected officials. Somebody put them there. The Bible says pray for those who are in authority. See, they got to give an account of what they're doing. It behooves us to follow God's law. We give, see, the enemy's coming. And some of us, you're going to have to make a decision. Do you live for God, by God, through God, in God, or what? Because the enemy's going to come. Right now, there are a lot of people don't have any money. Don't have any money. Because I tell people, let's do what Jesus said, do. We're going to speak those things that be not as if they do. We're going to call money from the other side to where we are. And we're going to watch God facilitate us in our well-being. Man, woman, child, and girl. You know why Abraham was able to stay with his to do what he did because he believed God. Looking to a city not made by the hands of man, my Lord. But he looked beyond the horizon and said, I see him. But he didn't see him, but I saw him, but he seen him. He didn't see him, but he saw him, because that's our God we serve. Beloved, today is the day that I say to you, I'm thankful to God for you being out there. I'm thankful. 347-850-8955. Anybody got a phone call before we move on? Got a word to say, a prayer that you want to request, we're here for you. If not, I'll take you to another segment. Because here in Houston, let me come back to Houston. You know, Houston's a great place to live. I don't know, some people, New York is better. No, I'm a Texan. I love the Texas attitude. I love what is happening in Texas. Now, if I have to go to somewhere else, I'm going to miss it. But, you know, it's like leaving the earth or going to heaven. I'm not going to miss the earth too much because I'm going to be in a new place. But I want you to know this much. Beloved, now is the time that God is calling to us. Now is the time. The laborers are few. The laborers are few in the vineyard of God. We got 45 plus million people living below poverty. We say we love God. Do we love the neighbor who lives next door? Too much fighting going on. In the camp of righteousness, there can only be one leader, one voice. Everybody wants to take charge. That's why we have what we have. A lady that don't know, she said to the day, a particular meeting I was at, she says, I'm nervous. It seems like in the time is before it is. It's there, but you just don't see it when God gets ready for it. And God is saying, because the love for the Father had for the Son, and the Son is saying, Father, eye to eye, he says, Father, he says, give them a chance. I died for them. I went down there. I suffered an agony of death. I was there, Father. He said, just can you hold back from them, Father? Can you hold back because I know they'll make a change. I know they'll make a change. Because I've left my instruction. Love you one another as I have loved you. And by this the world will know that you are my disciples. Baptists don't love Baptists. Baptists don't love Methodists. Methodists don't love Baptists, etc., etc. Why? Because we have our own facility. If I may I use that, do what they want to do. Well, we don't do that at the Baptist church. Well, do you praise God at the Methodist church? Yeah, we do it at the Baptist church. You do it at the interdenomination, CAR, Church of Christ, yeah. And some people don't even believe their music. The Bible say there will be music in heaven, my Lord. But I want you to know this much. Because the love of God is in our heart, to you that are on the radio with me, I want you to know, much is to be given of you because you desire more than God. God wants you to have all he has for you, but he can't download it to us all at once. He gives it to us in steps, in what we call increments of obedience to do what he says. You got to be tested. You got to be pushed. You got to know that you know there is nobody but God. God is there. And you know what I've discovered? I am an Israeli. Because what God did through Abraham, go to Galatians chapter 3, verses 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Oh, Abraham was he was nothing but a he was not a Hebrew. He was a Gentile. But God set him aside through the circumcision. He modified him into his body because he wanted to get something. See, you got to watch God's train of thought for what he's doing. Praise God. I love you, Father. The line is open. Anybody got a question? Anybody got a statement? Anybody got a request? Amen. Well, I just take a notice right quick. I was talking to a young lady who wants to come on the radio, and she says, can we bring young people and have a program for them? I said, well, of course you can. I want you to have some for them young people. See, because the young people are not being loved. You know, now, on the phone, on the radio, I can say I got 600 tickets. Ears are bowing down. I got 600 tickets to go. They waiting for that next thing. And I said, well, I want to go to church. No, I don't go to church. I go to church. I go to my church. My church? Well, I got 600 tickets. I want to help people understand. Can you take a ticket? Yeah. Can you pass this ticket on? Have this person fill it out. I love you. Let them write on that and send it back to a post office I would give you. Would you do that? It's like the man said he wanted to send this bottle. He put a message in the bottle and put it out there. Years and years and later, it came back. Then the man, somebody said, well, he was here, but he ain't no longer here. Who moved out to the west side? For example, now, a lot of you know that you keep yourself on television. And here for 40 years, they dug up six people in that particular place. And they were dead, but their body was still there. That's what I'm trying to say to us. We know we're going to die one day. We don't know how. But I will say this, and I say this sugar. Death has no hold on me. Because I hear what Jesus said. Death, where is thy sting? Grief, where is your victory? No, it's in the right hand of the Son of God. He rose with it. That's why we got to walk humble before God. We got to walk honest with God. We got to love God. We got to obey God. We got to know that we know that we know that we know that we know. He is who he said he is. Now, who's going to wake us up early in the morning? If you turn to Luke chapter 22, verses 29 and 30. Luke chapter 22, verses 9 and 32. And there is a declaration modified by God saying, because the brothers kept arguing before God, who's going to be this and who's going to be the best and I'm better than him. And he said, oh, wait a minute. We're not doing like the Gentiles do. Jesus said, my Father gave me a kingdom. I'm going to give you a kingdom. Now hold it right there. You mean you're going to give me a kingdom? Yes. Why? Because you have obeyed. You have kept my commandments. I'm going to give you a kingdom. Why? So that you may sit at what? My table. My, my, my. And judge the tribes. People said, well, a Gentile not going to be. Yes, they is. That was in the four Gospels, the three alike and one was different by John. But when we got put in, grafted in, the same thing Jesus spoke to the Israelites, he was speaking to us. When we received God, it through Jesus Christ, Jesus paid a price for all. But he called us first. He said, I must first go to the house of Israel. Why? Because that's what defined the primates, the people, when Abraham's father said, well, we don't need to know this God, that God. We got a God that's going to do this and going to do that. And Abraham said, wait a minute. You know, I'm sick of all this nonsense. You tell me you got a God for fertilization of a female, or you got corn, it's a God, we got to do this. He said, why come I just gave one God? You know, God heard us. God heard it. Wait a minute. There's a man down there. You hear that up here? Holy Spirit? You hear that, son? There's a man down there. He wants to know. And you know what? I love God to power. God is so beautiful. Come down and talk. Whew. Because God called him my friend. I want to be a friend of God. Yes, I do. I want to be a friend of God. I want to be a son of God. I want to be obedient to God. I want to love God. I want God to tell me to do. And you know why? Because when I obey him, he's not going to let slack. The enemy shall come near unto me, but it will not. It will not. Prevail over me. And you know, the more you start reading into the scriptures, I have scriptures that I have that I read. I start off in the book of Deuteronomy. And I go to the 8th chapter. And I said, well, let's see. And the book says, God said, I am your God. Remember now, I'm the God that showed you how to get wealth. Now, don't go get your big head. Don't go buy all this, that, and the other. But I'm the one. Why I want you to give you wealth, Willie Hunter, to the listener? Because I want you to bring his covenant into the earth realm. See, it predates me back to the Old Testament. Old Testament, New Testament, New Testament, Old. It was interlocked. And the Bible says when he come back, he's looking for a new man. Now, looking for Jew or Gentile, free or none. He's looking for one new man, and I want to be that new man. Because God is searching high and low. He's looking. Somebody out there, you might have going through a problem right now, but your brother's here to tell you, you can overcome if you start trusting in God. Step by step, the child is birth channel out. It cries, it kicks, but it can't walk. It can't clean itself. It needs to be nourished. It is called training. The same thing that goes in the body of Christ. If you rise up and say that, oh, no, no, you headed for a big fall, walk slow, walk sure. Because the enemy has a trap set for all of us. And the only way we can overcome that trap is know that Jesus Christ is right there for us. He's there for us because he loves us. God, I just see so much that God wants to do in us and through us and by us and around us. But we need to come together. And I still send out the clarion call. I need people in every state, one individual, say, I can take that time. I want us to come together with a prayer out of the Bible that we all can pray at this particular time and give God back his word. Watch the nation before this year is gone. God start making a change. See, he's making a change. He's making a change. He's making a change. He's making a change. Why? If you're not a part of that change, you out there. I'm not going to hook up to a church association. I'm going to get us hooked up to the body of Christ. Because the enemy don't want us to have what we have. No. Come on here now. God don't want you to have no brand new car. Somebody give you a new car. No, no. He wants you to depend upon him, Beliah. But I say to the body of Christ, when you go and read all of Paul's writings and you study them and you see what he's doing, Paul said, all that I have zero because I've given it that I might receive the excellency of Jesus Christ. I'm pressing in, pushing out. I want to do just what Jesus said for us to do. See, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, they're going to cast out demons. In my name, they're going to lay hands on them. In my name, they will be healed. Well, a lot of people say, we got medical, the medicine there is so up to the par of, they say, go see this doctor. This doctor got the medicine you need. The only true healing I know is when we submit and commit to Jesus Christ. We come to him because he said, by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back, we were healed. That's what the Bible says. Now, you know what? All I can tell you what thus saith the Lord. Because I believe. I know there's a revival going on right now. And I'm pressing in to press out. See, when a child is born, it presses out of the mother to get into this world. And now, where we are, we're pressing into the womb of God to get into the knowledge of what God is so we can be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, God has so much love for his son. He said, behold, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased in. When you walk the way God say walk, God can say the same thing about you and me. This is my beloved son. Why? Because he knows he can trust him with the royal diadem. He knows that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. He knows that he can depend on. He knows he will tell the world. When the enemy come up against me, and I read in the book of Psalm 51, when David was praying, he said, and Jesus said, this is what you got to correlate and say, and this is the Holy Spirit. Satan said to the Lord Jesus, he said, if you be the Son of Man. Well, in the 6th verse, Psalmist is talking about, he said, I am the Son of Man. Jump. God didn't tell him to jump off of that. He said, God didn't tell him. See, the enemy was trying to cross up the word. See, the enemy was there with God when God said what he did. But he came later into what God did. When God created those angels, he did it for a specific person, reason. And the enemy comes in. And the Bible says, I was studying last night, I said, my God. See, the enemy has said, My throne is higher than his throne. My ways are higher than his ways. Liars, liars, liars. Satan is a liar. He is a con artist. He is a robber. He is a thief. He is a murderer. He does everything by the sleight of the hand. The wings of God, you got to stay free. You got to be geared up to God. Some people don't understand you. Now I'm speaking to somebody that's hearing me. You know you're going through the chain right now. But don't worry, God's right there for you. Why is he there for you? Because it marvels what God's going to do for you. All this world has to offer is zero. But the time it's speaking now, it will come to pass. Right now, we can have a war affair, but it's because God is still in charge. But Jesus said, Holy Father, Holy Father, there's some who's still pressing in, made a decision. He said, Father, he said, I love them because I went down and did what we said. See, you got to be in agreement with God. See, I'm a man who say that I never tell anybody that I don't have nothing to give because I give what God gives me to give. Even noble than love, kindness, to let you know that God is an awesome God. And I say to you tonight in Houston, Texas, from New York, Chicago, via South to California to Texas. Woo, Jesus. The power of God is ready to come down upon the believers. And we believe. We believe. We believe. I've gone out and I'm going searching for some men who want to be a part of the kingdom of God. You ain't got to come with me. Go where the Lord say go. Do what God say do. I want you to know this much. Because we stand firm. As a soldier, they told when I was in the military, it said, soldier, attention. When God calls for attention, we must hear his voice. In other words, you got to be looking straight forward, listening, hearing, and seeing. Because God is going to blow out his voice. You know what? I tell everybody, man, look, Moses had to know what he knew. Because he could go to God and talk to God. But he was consecrated. But you know how people are. Well, he ain't got that. He ain't got nothing. That's the enemy talking. But God protected him. And I said, the Pharaohians of today, they're in the Democratic Party, they're in the Republican Party, and sometimes they're sitting nowhere else. The Pharaohs. If you want to know about the Pharaohs, go back to the Old Testament and read about them. And you get in the New Testament, you get talking about two different sects. You know, they think that one don't believe in the resurrection, one believe in the resurrection. Hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites. Everybody want to go to church and think they're better than anybody else. I don't want you to think I'm being sour and pushy, but here's what I want you to know. I love you. Do you love me? You got my email address. I look for you on the Facebook. I don't see you. We in trouble, beloved. The world is. I'm not because I'm believing God. If I go to be with the Lord tonight, I believe my soul is saved. People say, don't talk like that. I got to live like that. Because I want to see Jesus. I want to see him. I want to take me to the Father. do. Why? Because I know that he's the one he's him. He's him. I want to see him eye to eye and face to face. I want to cast the crowns before his feet. I want to bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the only true God. You're the only true God. There's a billionaire. God's going to heal you of your cancer. If you can believe, speaking to you right now, the power of God is coming over your body. You feel the power coming over you right now. I don't know who you are, but God does, and God's healing. He's doing it because God says, and it's by the unction of God. Mr. Billionaire, I love you. You owe me nothing but love. I owe you nothing but love. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Somebody out there, we always say, when we pray, we talk to God. When we read God's word, we're ingesting his word so that we can become mortified in what God would have us to do. And I can say this much to you. On a day like today, on a day like today, God has healed that man. I don't know him, but God has healed him. It's up to him if he, I'm not begging, not asking. If God say you do it, I know God has healed you. Yes, he's done it. Praise God. Woo! Yes. Yes. Oh, and you know, you know, God is so good. His love is so good. Yes. Not only that, there are many out there that God is healing right now. In America. And my prayers right now. Father, I thank you for those that are listening to us by way of the radio, the internet. I pray that the word move out and touch somebody's heart. Somebody's crying right now. You touch and you heal that man who had that awful disease. It came out. It peeled off. It left. They don't understand, but I do, because I take you at your word, Holy Father. I pray for the husband that they will become more loving for a family, that they will owe their children, sons and daughters, and they will know that my father, my earthly father, treat me like the heavenly father. And the wife will be submitted unto the husband, and they together will work, Father. Pray for these young people in America. Pray for those who are walking without, but those who are walking with. And I ask you this day, Father, that you will give us an understanding in America that we can come to you and submit. This night, Father, is the night of the tabernacle. And we say, thank you. Teach us your way, not our way. Teach us your way. Your way is better than my way. Teach me how to love you, do your word more, to be obedient to your word. Teach me, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. I got men and women that I love dearly, I said, in the gospel. You're the only one that can make it possible. I pray for them. I pray from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet that they will be healed. I pray this hour, Father, that somebody will come to know you. Somebody will come to respect and know that there's only one God. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. No matter how we look at it, no matter how we see it, there's only one God. And we thank you. I thank you for my neighbors, to the front of me, to the back of me, to far and near, distant. Pray for my sister and brother. I pray for those, Father, that are seeking to know you better. I want to thank you this night. This day, it's been a good day, Lord. It's been a good day. It's been a blessed day. And I thank you for the persons that are listening to us. You are the one that we call on. You are the one that we love. You are the one who we call every now and then as we cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna. You're the God we love, we love. You, Lord, my God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. I will owe some power throughout the universe that has made. Then sing my song, my song to you, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Today is the day, Father, that I submit and commit to you, Father. I thank you for everything you've blessed us with. Thank you, Father. I know I'm not hungry. You got food for me. I know I'm not broke. You got money for. I thank you for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those on the radio line with me, thank you for them, Father, for listening. Thank you. Bless them. Pray for them. Touch them, Father, that their lives will never be the same. It's you, Holy Father. It's you. It's you, Father, and I thank you for it. Let your fire be upon us. Well, you know, beloved, we come again in the land to say our time spending with the listeners and those who are. We thank God for you being on the line with us, and we thank you for listening. But I pray, whatever your desire is, I am your elder brother. You are my elder brother. You are my sister. And I will say this to those, brother loves righteousness. He loves the truth. See, I don't like to see a bad fight. I don't like to see a dog fighting a cat. Matter of fact, I don't like to see him fight. And I'm just telling you, let's fight the good fight of faith that the Father will be pleased. And you know one thing I will say as we go to the close of the season? Tomorrow night is another night. If God allows it. If God allows it. And the new these words, you know, you love God. You love Him. You love Him. I thank you. And remember, send me that email, WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. WillieJHunter@yahoo.com. Because tomorrow night is another night. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but God does. Go to my Twitter. Go to my Facebook. K-A-S-K. Willie Hunter. Dr. Hunter speaking. Apostle Hunter, tell you how much he loves you. Remember, think on the thoughts of God. Think what he said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. Until tomorrow, the Lord says the same. I love you, and God bless you.